Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Ourofino Saúde Animal second quarter 2017 results conference call. Today we have with us Mr. Jardel Matrade, CEO, and Mr. Kleber Gomes, CFO and IRO. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated. All participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that can be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com. Here you will find the webcast to second quarter 2017 banner that will lead you to the presentation. Before proceeding, I would like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this call refer to the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management, and they are based on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino, causing results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jardel Matrade. You may proceed, sir.
A good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for your participation at our results conference call for the second quarter 2017. Ourofino continues to follow the road of recovery in the second quarter of 2017, which was very positive. Historical profitability levels were resumed with an EBITDA margin of 23%, an increase of 8 percentage points vis-à-vis 2016, and 2 percentage points compared to 2015. The net margin was 11%, an increase of 6 percentage points compared to the second quarter 2016. This result is a reflection of the strategy adopted, which has included a review of trade policies, offering our frontline sales teams more authority for negotiations, seeking to decrease discounts and bonuses, taking a hard decision to decrease inventory levels of the channel with a major impact on results by the end of 2016, removing the less profitable products from the portfolio jointly with efforts to reduce expenses and generate cash through shorter average billing terms. In the production animal segment, what we observed was a slight increase in net revenues with an improvement in gross margin as a result of better sales prices for cattle products, including vaccines against foot and mouth disease for the first campaign that began in May, and because of a better mix of swine products. With respect to companion animals, there was a decrease in net revenue due to the very challenging macroeconomic environment, especially in Rio de Janeiro, where we decided to adopt a more rational inventory strategy for the channel, as well as in other states, decreasing once again our inventories because of the current economic scenario. In spite of this, the gross margin continues to recover compared to the last three quarters, and we have full confidence that we will have a better recovery in the second semester. In the international operations segment, there was a revenue growth that was in line with our expectations despite the strengthening of the Brazilian real compared to other currencies and the exports of vaccines against foot and mouth disease, which resulted in reduced margins for the segment. During this quarter, we also held celebrations to mark the 30th anniversary of Orofino. On this very important day, we launched our branding project, which conveys our purpose under the name Reimagining Animal Health. Since its inception, the company has sought to adopt different practices that bring about greater added value, such as a commercial model of making direct sales to resellers of agricultural products, which resulted in rethinking the common practice of selling through distributors by the veterinary pharmaceutical industry. The challenge throughout 2017 has not been different, and this attitude of rethinking continues to guide our actions. Once again, we remain confident that we will achieve improved results in the second half of the year, as we know that this is the most important sales period for the company. There is a significant seasonality in the second semester normally, and we hope to achieve more significant results in terms of profitability. We fully rely on the commitment and motivation of our entire team. Having said this, I would now like to give the floor to our IRO and CFO, Kleber Gomes, who will remark on the results for the period. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jardel. A good afternoon to all of you. Orofino presented a net revenue of 138 million in the second quarter of 17, a growth of 2% vis-a-vis the second quarter 2016. In the first semester of 2017, net revenues were of 213 million, a drop of 8% vis-a-vis the same period in 2016. The animal production segment had a net revenue of 106 million, with a growth of 2% compared to the second quarter 2016. Net revenue for the first semester were 160 million, a drop of 11%. In general, there was the impact of lower sales for poultry and the strategy to discontinue products with less profit, offset by better prices in foot and mouth disease vaccines. Because of the exchange rate losses, we would have had a growth of 4% based on comparison. The companion animal segment had a net revenue of 14 million in the second quarter, a drop of 18% vis-a-vis the second quarter 2016. This result reflects timely situations, such as the case of Rio de Janeiro and the choice the company made of rationalizing the inventory for the channel. The international operation segment had 17 million as net revenue. For the first semester of 2017, net revenues were of 22 million, an increase of 8% vis-a-vis the same period 2016. The increments observed are due to an increase in volume to Colombia with the advance of this union and the sale of foot and mouth disease vaccines to Paraguay. We had a growth of 63% in the quarter and 21% in the semester. Gross margin was 52%, an increase of 1 percentage point compared to 2016. In the first semester of 2017, gross margin reached 52%, an increase of 0.2 percentage points vis-a-vis the same period in 2016. Production animal segment had gross margin of 50% in the quarter, with an increase of 5 percentage points compared to the second quarter of 2016. For the first semester of 2017, gross margin was 49%, an increase of 2 percentage points. Margin growth is due to better vaccine prices and the cattle line in general, a better mix in swine products, and a reduction in the volume of lower margin products, and some products have been discontinued. Companion animal segment had a gross margin of 71%, a drop of 3 percentage points vis-à-vis the same quarter 2016. In the first semester of this year, gross margin was 71%, a drop of 3 percentage points, once again compared to the same period the previous year. These drops are the reflection of a less favorable mix, along with a forecast for a loss of inventory. There was an increase of 6 percentage points in gross margin compared to the second semester of 2016, reinforcing our road to recovery. The international operation segment had gross margin of 48% in the second quarter 2017, with a drop of 22 percentage points vis-à-vis the same quarter 2016. For the first semester, gross margin was 51%, a drop of 15 percentage points compared to the same period in 2016. These drops reflect the impact of vaccine sales against foot-and-mouth disease to Paraguay, besides the drop in the exchange rate. SG&A reached 46 million, with a drop of 15% vis-à-vis the second quarter 2016. For the first semester 2017, it attained 90 million, with a drop of 14% vis-à-vis the same period in 2016. We observe a dilution of 7 percentage points in the quarter and 3 percentage points for the semester, a reflection of our efforts to optimize expenses in the company. We continue to be determined to optimize our resources without compromising our growth drivers. Adjusted EBITDA in the second quarter of 2017 totaled 32 million, with an adjusted margin of 23%, an increase of 8 percentage points vis-à-vis the second quarter 2016, showing a strong recovery and a resumption of historical profitability levels. In the first semester 2017, adjusted EBITDA was 33 million, with an adjusted margin of 16%, an increase of 4 percentage points vis-à-vis the same period 2016. The increases in gross margin and SG&A dilution, such as factors for the improvement of EBITDA, reflect the work carried out at the company. Net financial expenses stood at 3 million, a drop of 59% vis-à-vis the second quarter 2016. In the first semester 2017, it was at 9 million, a drop of 25%. These results are due to a greater cash generation in the semester because of the adjustment in our term policies and the lower level of expenses, along with lower CapEx pressure. With this, there was a reduction in net debt, which is presently at 215 million, associated to the settlement of debt pegged to DCDI and a reduction of financial costs. Income tax and social contribution for the second quarter was 8 million, compared to 1.5 million in the second quarter 2016. In the first semester 2017, it was 3 million vis-à-vis 0.1 million in the same period 2016. This is the result of greater profitability and the impact of temporary fiscal differences. Adjusted net profit attained 15 million, an increase of 136 million vis-à-vis the second quarter 2016. In the first semester, adjusted net profit was 9 million, an increase of 100%. These results are the reflection of a growth of adjusted EBITDA, along with the factors already mentioned and a reduction in our financial expenses. We would now like to speak about the company indebtedness. In the first semester 2017, the net debt over EBITDA ratio was 4.2x. However, this indicator continues to be impacted by the results of the last three quarters in the calculation of accumulated EBITDA. Our expectation is to normalize this index at the end of the year. The average cost of debt was at 7.7% at the close of the year, compared to 9.5% for the first semester 2016, also lower than the 8.8% for the fourth quarter 2016. This indicator was positively impacted by amortization of debt to CDI, which took place in this first semester. The CAPEX for the construction of the new plan has been concluded, relieving pressure of indebtedness. Our cash reached $110 million, which is sufficient for our short-term debt, which is of $104 million. Once again, we believe that we will continue to generate cash going forward. If we look at cash generation in the first semester, we would like to highlight that we achieved $74 million in line with the efforts of the company to reduce the average receiving terms that were reduced to 98 days from 148 days. The amortization of debt and payment of interest totaled $62 million. We also raised $40 million with the impact of the average cost of debt allied to debt amortization index to CDI. We would now like to speak about our investments that reached $15 million, representing 7% of net revenues. This percentage is aligned with the historical average, and we will not put aside the growth and sustainability of the company. As a result of our investigation and development efforts, there have been some launches in our pipeline. We have Reje Deal for chronic and scars that are difficult to heal. They also contribute to the scarring process, and this especially in physiologically impaired animals. Additionally, as part of our R&D model, we set up strategic partnerships. We launched the Gallifro line, a result of the partnership with the Danish company Christian Hansen, as mentioned in the previous quarter. The performance of our share was 6.4, including dividends, compared to 15.8 for the same period last year. This after IPO. I would now like to return the floor to the operator so that we can go on to the question and answer session. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. João Flávio would like to pose a question. Good afternoon, Javier and Clever. Good afternoon for all of you. Thank you for the call and congratulations for the results. I think you have had a significant improvement. As part of production animal, I would like to gain a better understanding of the granularity of this business. How much of your improvement was due to the price improvement in the foot and mouth disease vaccine? And when we speak about this disease, do you believe that this price level will be sustainable? And if the dosage and the supply once again will continue on as you expect, if you could give us some more color on this. João, thank you very much for your question, and thank you for the congratulations for the semester. We are quite satisfied, and we believe that this is proof of our recovery and what we had planned. To speak about the growth margin in production animals, we did have a positive impact during the quarter. We're not going to offer you that breakdown. We did have an improvement in terms of prices, and what I can say now is that the prices are quite balanced with the rest of our products for cattle, especially with the discontinuation of the poultry products that we have that were not profitable. Once again, we're in a situation of balance. In terms of the foot and mouth disease for the second semester, evidently we expect to maintain our results the scenario continues to be somewhat uncertain, but the expectation is that we will maintain our results, albeit working with rather conservative forecasts. When it comes to the scenario in general, it is quite stable. There is a great deal of discussion in terms of some of the products that have generated abscesses in meat. The ministry has officially mentioned that the foot and mouth disease vaccine is a safe product, but through an agreement with the ministry and our R&D and industry, we have made changes in the formulation. Basically, the vaccine will go from 5 mL to 1 mL. There will be the exclusion of one of the ingredients in the trivalent vaccine of this type of virus. Once again, we do have a substance that offers a reaction to the vaccine to leverage the power of the vaccine. All of these effects are being carefully measured, and what we seek at the end, of course, is to offer greater confidence to these segments through these minor changes. Thank you, Kleber. Thank you for the response. Mrs. Olivia Petronilla would like to pose a question. Jardel and Kleber, thank you for the presentation. In truth, I have two questions regarding the impact of the foot and mouth disease. What is going to happen to the prices going forward? My second question refers to your biological plant. When can we expect a growth in revenue due to the operations of this plant? When it comes to your portfolio review, you have had a growth of 4% despite the products that you have discontinued. When are we going to have a more harmonious base of products, or will any further products be discontinued as well? Regarding the foot and mouth disease, well, this is the result of the efforts that were set forth through the campaign. We believe that the vaccine in itself has a very low price. It has a low price for the producer as well as for the industry. And, well, this should increase the profitability of the company, and we will only know this by October. Regarding your second question, the biological plant, we're almost at the end of the validation of this process, and we should begin to have some invoicing beginning in 2018. And to conclude, the issue of the discontinued products, in my opinion, we have eliminated all of the products that were not profitable for the company. We have gone back to a situation of normalcy. It is the poultry and some swine products that were discontinued, and in the products that have remained, we had a significant increase. We carried out a good identification. We should not discontinue any further products, and in the future, we will go back to a situation of normalcy in our portfolio. Are there any further doubts, questions? We have a question from Mr. Godoy. Good afternoon. Thank you for the call. My first question refers to cash generation. We have a lower working capital, as we can see, and I would like to know if we have come to a sustainable level of receivables, if there are any further gains that you could capture going forward, and if qualitatively there is anything else that you could capture to release your cash, considering the efficiency projects that the company has implemented. My second question refers to your new commercial structure and your new sales effort. As was mentioned, a great deal of your improvements are the result of what you have done commercially. Will you have any further gains coming from the commercial sector? Thank you, Tomás, for your question. When it comes to cash generation, we're quite satisfied with this period. It shows you the work that was initiated in September of 2016 to match our terms to accounts receivable, and the results have been very positive. For the time being, we're at a very comfortable level. I don't believe that in terms of receivables, there will be any change. We're also going to foster sales, where I do believe we can capture additional gains in cash generation is in our inventory. Because of the situation that we underwent last year of a drop, what we are doing at present is leveraging the company. I truly believe in the potential of increasing working capital by working better with our inventories. We can also speak about cash generation because of the lower level of expenses. We have rationalized this process, and this is something that we're going to continue to work on diligently in future periods. We will never compromise, once again, our sustainability or growth. Regarding our sales efforts, perhaps this is one of the great motivations, one of the reasons for the recovery that we observed in this quarter. We stood behind our sales team, but all of this based on indicators. We had several discounts that we had to work with. This is all part of our budgeting with a focus on the portfolio and with a very clearly established commercial strategy without a change in direction. That is to say, following in an aligned way. This is one of the great motivators of our growth margin and our expenses. When we speak about cutting down on expenses, this happened because of the rationalization of our sales team in the second semester. We hope that this will lead to a growth in revenues because as a company, we have already observed a significant improvement in the sales of distributors to clinics and pet shops. Some sites have been more impacted by the economic scenario, which is the case of Brasília, for example, but we continue to be very aware, working seriously, and we will not allow our distributors to have very high inventories. This is the work that we will carry out in the future. Thank you.
Mr. Márcio Montes would like to pose a question.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the call. Once again, congratulations for the results this quarter. In terms of results and sales, we can clearly see the efforts that were set forth to improve the prices of your products, especially if we compare what happened with 2015. My question is the following. How do you expect to resume gains to go back to the levels you had in 2015? Considering that we have had a going backwards in terms of production, if we consider the evolution of prices, and I'm referring more specifically to Rio de Janeiro, which was one of your highlights. It seems that there are, perhaps there is the possibility of still having problems during the second semester. And in terms of your international operations, we have the issue of Paraguay. Therefore, what is going to happen in the third quarter and at the end of the fourth quarter? I would like to gain a better view of what is about to come when it comes to your production indices. Thank you, Marcio. Several questions in one. I will try to respond to them in part. Thank you for the questions, and thank you for congratulating us for our results. If we compare the results of this quarter 2017 with 2015, I can foresee several positive aspects. Although the revenues are 2.5% above 2015, growth margin remained the same, but all of our other indices are positive. Even with the discontinuation of products when we compare ourselves with 2015, even by eliminating bonus policies that were significant in 2015 that allowed us lower margins, we can see that we were able to have a growth during the semester. Our expenses are lower, which means that our management has greater quality, and this gives us the confidence to continue along these lines during the second semester, and that we will obtain results very close to those we had in 2015. These results will come from more rational sales in our three product lines, including the international operations that has had significant growth. In the third quarter, the company will be stronger as we have carried out all of the work in the channel during the first semester, and we will have financial improvements due to our efficiency, which will bring about results in EBITDA, perhaps very close to those we had in 2015. Once again, this is how we compare this quarter to 2015. And as Jardel had already mentioned, the third quarter tends to be strong, very seasonal, which means we will obtain even better results. If we go back to your third question, we have an improvement in sellout that is already happening in several sites in the country. The fact what is happening in Rio de Janeiro does not hold true to the rest of these sites. The performance there is quite low. Our pet management is making investments in sellout, working jointly with distributors to improve that situation, and we hope that this will lead to better results in the second semester. In terms of international operations, we're following our plan to grow in Mexico and Colombia. Evidently, these plans are subject to initial adjustments. It is our understanding that we're doing well. We had a very strong impact due to foreign exchange, but the plan continues forth with strength, and based on the potential of these sites, especially in Colombia, where we have had expressive growth. And in Mexico, it is our second largest market in Latin America, and Colombia, our third largest market in Latin America. These are markets with great potential. Thank you. Thank you very much. We would like to remind you that should you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now end the question and answer session. I would like to return the floor to Mr. Jardel Massari for his closing remarks.
to all investors that believe in Orofino. We're convinced that we have made all of the necessary structural changes to resume our historical results. I would like to affirm once again that in the second semester, we will have excellent results and a closure of the year with very robust results and a return to normalcy for the company. I would like to thank all of you for your attention and have a good afternoon. The conference call for the second quarter 2017 for Orofino ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good afternoon.